This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's Vietnam veterans.
When Fletcher Hines went to Vietnam in 1969, he was trained to do a job.
Well, as an infantry soldier, the duty is to kill the enemy. So there was one person I know that I killed directly, and the rest were, I don't know, just kind of company kills.
Returning to Minnesota, the former Marine found the military did little to help soldiers make sense of their combat experience.
The morality of war, I think, is something that I think we skim over a lot when we look at readjustment of veterans.
30 years after his service ended, Hines and a fellow veteran went back to the country that had been the enemy with a humanitarian mission.
Well, the first time we went over there, we did a wheelchair distribution in the Mekong Delta. It was a lot of kids who were affected by the spraying of Agent Orange.
Hines co-founded Minnesota Veterans for Progress, a group that promotes rebuilding as post-war reconciliation.
You know, one of the things that we recognize, and I think it's true of all wars, is that women and children are the real victims of war. They really suffer.
The veterans group has supported and constructed schools, an orphanage, water wells, and a sewing center.
We'll train rural women. And, well, young women, I mean, girls and young women, how to sew so they can make a living for themselves or have an opportunity to make a living for themselves so they're less apt to be sexually trafficked.
In these projects, Hines found healing at last.
We cared about these countries enough to go to war to try and help them out. We should continue to support and help these people out.
Veterans Voices Vietnam is produced by Ambers in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the state of Minnesota. Online at ambers.org.